Their decision to dispose of Trevor had been reached with a maximum of judicial deliberation. They'd spent hours hiding in their little room, studying the Conyers file until every word of every letter was memorized. They'd walked miles around the track, just the three of them, playing one scenario against another. They ate together, played cards together, all the while whispering new theories of who might be watching their mail. Trevor was the nearest culprit, and the only one they could control. If their victims got sloppy, they could do nothing about it. But if their lawyer had failed to watch his trail, then he had to be fired. He was not the type to evoke a lot of trust in the first place. How many good, busy lawyers would be willing to risk their careers in a gay extortion scheme? The only hesitation in ridding themselves of Trevor was the fear of what he might do with their money. They expected him to steal it, frankly, and they couldn't stop him. But they were willing to run that risk in return for a bigger score with Mr. Aaron Lake. To get to Lake, they felt they had to eliminate Trevor. Spicer gave them the details of their meeting word for word. Trevor's muted message at the end stunned them. Conyers was watching Trevor. Conyers knew about the Brethren. Did that mean Lake knew about the Brethren? Who was really Conyers now? Why did Trevor whisper this? And why did he leave his briefcase outside the door? With the scrutiny that only a team of bored judges could generate, the questions poured forth, and then the strategies. Trevor was making coffee in his newly cleaned and shined kitchen when Wes and Chap made their quiet entry and came straight at him. "What happened?" Wes asked. They were frowning and gave the impression they'd been fretting for some time. "What do you mean?" Trevor asked, as if things were splendid. "What happened to the mic?" "Oh, that. The guard took the briefcase and kept it outside." They frowned at each other some more. Trevor poured the water into his coffee machine. The fact that it was almost 5 and he was making coffee was duly noted by the agents. "Why did he do that?"
"It's routine. About once a month the guard will keep the briefcase during the visit. Did he search it?"
Trevor busied himself by watching the coffee drip. Absolutely nothing was wrong.
"He made his usual quick exam, which I think he does with his eyes closed. He removed the ingoing letters, then took it. The mic was safe."
"Did he notice the thick envelopes?"
"Of course not. Relax."
"And the meeting went well?"
"It was routine. Except that Spicer had no outgoing mail, which is a bit unusual these days, but it happens. I'll go back in 2 days and he'll have a stack of letters, and the guard will not even touch the briefcase. You'll get to hear every word. Want some coffee?"
They relaxed in unison. "Thanks, but we'd better go," Chap said. There were reports to make, questions to answer. They started for the door, but Trevor stopped them.
"Look, fellas," he said very politely, "I'm perfectly capable of getting dressed by myself and of having a quick bowl of cereal alone, the way I've done it for many years, and I like to open my office here no earlier than 9. Since it's my office, we'll open at 9 and not a minute sooner. You're welcome to be here at that unholy hour, but not at 8:59. Stay away from my house, and stay away from this office until 9. Understood?"
"Sure," one of them said, and they were gone. It really didn't matter to them. They had bugs all over the office, the house, the car, even the briefcase now. They knew where he bought his toothpaste.